With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking before Congress, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu received a thunderous ovation and stressed that the U.S. and Israel must stand together to defeat evil. He compared the start of the war against Hamas terrorists to other important dates in history.
Like December 7th, 1941, and September 11th, 2001, October 7th is a day that will forever live in infamy.
Meanwhile, Senate Republicans criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris for skipping the Prime Minister's address today before the joint session of Congress. At a news conference, Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa.
When Israel needed support and our citizens needed saving, President Biden withheld weapons and Vice President Harris fueled pro-Hamas rhetoric. That's our vice president.
Harris is in Indianapolis, where she's speaking to the historically black Zeta Phi Beta sorority's biennial convention. Also at SRNnews.com, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. FBI Director Chris Wray says the Trump rally gunman searched online for information about the JFK assassination.
Analysis of a laptop that the investigation ties to the shooter reveals that on July 6th, he did a Google search for, quote, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy? And so that's a search that obviously is significant in terms of his state of mind.
Ray on Capitol Hill revealing new details about Thomas Matthew Crooks. The Dow dropping 366 points now, the NASDAQ off 562. This is SRN News. The New York City Health Department changes course. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a unanimous vote, department officials have decided to stop treating late-term abortion babies with the deference shown to other deceased people. According to the New York Post, that means no more sending the babies to a funeral home for proper burial. Now abortion clinics in the city will be allowed to do whatever they want with the dead infants. New York has one of the highest abortion rates of any city or county in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they will work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services independently. This is SRN News. It's the world's toughest foot race.
Race director Chris Kossman says the 135-mile race is invitation only.
To even enter, the runners have to have completed at least four 100-mile or longer ultramarathons over the last 3 years.
For runner Carla Kent of Las Vegas, this is her 12th year.
It's the challenge, and it's just the battle of the family.
44-year-old Luke Thomas says there's just one word to describe the race.
It's suffering. I mean, I think that's the best way I can put it.
Daytime temperatures reach as high as 120 degrees Fahrenheit, and night heat is about 100. Race director Kossman says no runner has ever died during the race, but a few people have landed in the hospital. I'm Donna Warder.
John Mayall, the British blues musician, has died. He was 90. Mayall was known for his blues harmonica and keyboard playing. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.